Well, let's run out to Sun City and talk to the one surviving person of the Great Llama Apocalypse.
The Llama Chase.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I managed to get out of the way.
Oh, man. Yeah,
good for you.
The way the news had it covered, the whole town, the whole state was in
a huge state
of crisis.
I'm out in the lobby, and it's on CNN this morning.
But I had my lasso ready.
All right.
You were prepared.
Now that we've got that behind us, how can we help you this morning?
Yeah, I have a pre-emergent question. I have a rock lawn. Is there a preference on the type of pre-emergent to use on that? I'm mainly getting this little tufts of grass, and I get this viney weed that stays right down in the rock.
I would use the one that's...
I have a tank sprayer, but I don't have anything else for application, I guess.
If you have a tank sprayer, then probably buy the liquid one. If you have the granular one, you're going to have to buy some type of spreader, even if it's a handheld spreader. There's nothing wrong with the liquid ones, especially on rock. Now, do know that they have a dye in them that goes away, but the reason that is so you can make sure you cover everything. So it's an indicator. It shows you where you've been. It's kind of orangish colored. It goes away except if you get it on your nice white tennis shoes. Don't wear your good shoes when you do it. Either way, whether you granular or liquid apply, that has to be watered in. So this is a great time to do it, to get it on before this upcoming rain event.
I've had good luck with that Bare Durazone, which is a pre-emergent and a weed killer in one bottle.
Right. Yeah,
it comes with its own little spray handle.
The only problem with that is, you know, if you're spraying it in places you don't have weeds, you're kind of wasting the post-emergent portion of that. If you've got a lot of weed cover, though, you are killing two birds with one stone. And you can, if you know what you're doing with a tank sprayer, you can mix glyphosate or, you know, the Roundup type weed killer and the Surfland, the pre-emergent, together in the same sprayer and do them at the same time as well.
Okay.
Weeds, we're going to have a lot of them, especially after this weather.
Yes, sir.
Get those pre-emergents out. I'm going to stop on the way to the rodeo and get loaded up so I can get it. It's a never-ending battle, but tell you what, it's a whole heck of a lot easier spreading pre-emergent than dealing with them after they're 2 feet tall. Let's bring Mr. Tony Serra of the Magic Garden into the conversation. They've got a very special event going on for Tucson gardeners and landscapers. Tony, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome. Thanks for stepping out of the nursery for a minute for us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about your event this weekend.
Well, we're hosting for the Tucson Backyard Gardeners Facebook organization their annual seed exchange here at the Magic Garden Nursery, 7909 East 22nd Street. It starts at 10 o'clock and usually runs for 2 or 3 hours. Everybody's just coming in, exchanging seeds. Some people are bringing cuttings. Some people are bringing plants. And you don't have to bring anything yourself to offer for exchange. There's no cost involved. Just come on down and share in the knowledge and the fun.
Any special or unique exotic varieties that y'all are expecting?
It's just what everybody's bringing from their own backyard, from their own house. There is Chad Borseth is here with us from Arizona Native Seed Search, and so I know he does have some of the native seeds that they have for sale over there that he will be giving away this morning.
And we were talking earlier this week, this is a pretty – y'all have members of this group from all over the country.
Yeah, there's actually over 9,000 members with it, and I've seen people on there who have popped in with questions from South America all the way over to the Middle East and even a couple up in Canada. And so I know we're expecting well over 100, maybe even upwards of 200 people today. So, yeah, come on down, join in the fun, join in the knowledge, share your ideas, learn something. And there are a few people bringing some different exotic cacti and succulent cuttings in. I know that. And a few people might even be trying to bring in some fruit tree cuttings.
And one more time, the address?
7909 East 22nd Street.
That's a free event going on today at the Magic Garden Nursery in Tucson, 22nd Street.
Pantano.
On the northeast corner. And it's a great time to plant, Jay. If somebody was down there at the seed exchange and found something, you perfect time to get it in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a great timing to have an event like that. So, you know, here we are right kind of at the beginning of spring planting season, and, you know, doesn't get any better than that. So I'm sure when you walk in the Magic Garden, they probably have a few other things you can choose from as well that are not free, but it's a great time to be getting those vegetable gardens going and fruit trees and roses and just about anything you can think of to plant right now. It's time to get her done.
Yeah, you walk through the front, and they do have flats of flowers on off to the left side, and the right they've got their natural pond that they've or their pond that they've put in with a nice seating area. It's a nice little setting.
Last time I walked in, they had a whole rack of unpasteurized desert honey.
Oh yeah, I always get the honey while I'm there.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, some of the best honey I've ever eaten in my life.
And next week, I understand there's a very special speaking guest at Harper's Nursery for your hot dogs and horticulture.
There is. It's our 70th anniversary month, March. So we're going to kick it off by having our first Saturday, which is always hot dogs and horticulture. And we're going to scale it up a little bit because it's such a special event and do some carne asada and pollo asada. And
watch out.
We're going to do some real grilling.
Do you want some cricket candy bars?
Absolutely. I was wondering where my cricket candy bar was.
Well, I'll bring it in for next week.
I told Jennifer I'd try it.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, the patriarch of our family, my dad, John Harper, is going to be there to answer questions about, well, probably anything you want. But I don't think there's probably anybody in Arizona right now. He's probably got the most knowledge of anybody I know. So take advantage of that next Saturday.
Then that's Harper's Nursery on Hayden Road, south of Thomas.
Just south of Thomas, you bet.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.